भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधास विषादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। शिशि गौनिताय की जय। शिशि राधा बल्लभ की जय। शिशि जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र देवी की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल गोस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गोस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गोस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गोस टू गुरु एंड गौरंग। ओम ज्ञान तिमरंदस्य जनंजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदामायं ददाति स्वयं पदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुधपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहगृजातं सहगुणरघुनाथं पितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं साधुभूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगुणललिता श्रीविशाखां पितं तं सजीवम्। पंचकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Madha Parvati Kesas Chitraketu, Chapter 17, and text number is 10. Iti atad virya vidusihi. Iti atad virya vidusihi. भुवने भावु अशोभनम् भुवने बाहु अशोभनम् रुषः देवी दृष्टया रुषः देवी दृष्टया निर्जित आत्माभिमानिने निर्जी आत्मा अभिमानिने इति अतद् वीर्या विशुतिः भुवने भावु अशोभनम् रुषः देवी दृष्टयः निर्जित आत्माभिमानिने इति अतद्वीर्या विशुदी भुवने भुवशुभानहम् रुषायः देवी दृष्टयः निर्जिताभिमानिने प्रभुः इति यतद्वीर्या विदुषी भुवने बाहु अशोभानहम् रुषः देवी दृष्टयः निर्जित आत्मा भीमानिने इति असद्वीर्या विदुषी भुवने बाहु अशोभनम् रुषः देवी दृष्टया निर्जित आत्मा भिनामिने इति असद्वीर्या विदुषी भुवने बाहु अशोभम् रुषायः देवी दृष्टायः निर्जित आत्मा विमानिने इति थस औ अतस वीर्य विशुद्ध विदुषी When Chitraketu, who did not know the power of Lord Shiva, Bhuvane, spoke, Bahu Asobahalam, that which is not up to the standard of etiquette, the criticism of exalted Lord Shiva, Rusha, with anger, Aha, said, Devi, the goddess Parvati, Drishtaya, onto Chitraketu, who was quite shameless. Nirjita, Atma, as one who has controlled his senses, Abhimanane, thinking of himself. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Not knowing the powers of Lord Shiva and Parvati, Chitraketu strongly criticized them. His statements were not at all pleasing, and therefore the goddess Parvati, being very angry, spoke as follows to Chitraketu, who thought himself better than Lord Shiva in controlling the senses. Purport by Prabhupada. Although Chitraketu never meant to insult Lord Shiva, he should not have criticized the Lord, even though the Lord was transgressing social customs. It is said, Tejiya Shaham Na Doseya. One who is very powerful should be understood to be faultless. For example, one should not find faults with the sun, although it evaporates urine from the street. The most powerful cannot be criticized by an ordinary man, or even by the great personalities. Chitraketu should have known that Lord Shiva, although sitting in that way, was not to be criticized. The difficulty was that Chitraketu, having become a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Sankarsan, was somewhat proud of having achieved Lord Sankarsan's favor, and therefore thought that he could now criticize anyone, even Lord Shiva. This kind of pride in a devotee is never tolerated. A Vaishnava should always remain very humble and meek and offer respect to others. Trinad api sunisena, taro api sahisena, amani namani deda, kritena sadahari. What should chant the holy name of the Lord in the humble state of mind? Thinking oneself lower than the straw in the streets, one should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. A Vaishnava should not try to minimize anyone else's position. It is better to remain humble and meek and chant Hare Krishna mantra. The word Nirjit Atmaha Bhimanine indicates that Chitraketu thought himself a better controller of the senses than Lord Shiva, although actually he was not. Because of all the consideration, Mother Parvati was somewhat angry with Chitraketu. So we'll read the translation once more. Not knowing the powers of Lord Shiva and Parvati, Chitraketu strongly criticized them. His statements were not at all pleasing, and therefore the goddess Parvati, being very angry, spoke as follows to Chitraketu, who thought himself better than Lord Shiva in controlling the senses. Hare Krishna. So now we have read this before that in the last chapter. Chitraketu had darshan of Sankarshan, right? Sankarshan is God, right? Now that indicates excuse me, his position, that he was a great devotee, right? And then now, even reaching that stage, the last thing that we have to overcome is, you know, that fame comes with it. And with fame comes what? Pride. And pride is the cause of all the fall down. So we have to find out why does a person get proud and how to avoid it. So what is the cause of pride? Positions. Yeah, what else? It basically comes down to this particular feeling that you are better than the other person. Because when you think you are not as good as the other person, then you won't criticize that person. But as soon as that pride comes into you that you are better than that particular person, then you start looking fault in them. Right? Then you become a fly rather than being a honeybee. What do flies do? They look for filth. They have to look for, then we similarly we start looking for faults in other people. Right? And this comes in us, even though when we are devotee, we look at person like Chitraketu, who had darshan of Lord Sankarshan, right? He was already on the bhava level. He was almost on the prema level. Still, he had that pride in him. So we should do our best to avoid this. And as soon as some pride comes in, what should we do? Chant, right? Pride comes means, that means you think yourself better than somebody else, right? That's when the pride comes. You are comparing yourself to somebody else. So when you feel that you are better than somebody else, what should you do? Save them or try to glorify them? Try to see qualities that are better than you in them, right? Once Duryodhana and Duryodhana was asked to go in the kingdom and find a person who was better than him. And then same time Yudhishthira was asked to go and find a person who was lower than him. So when Duryodhana went and going through the whole kingdom, what did he find? No one was better than him. He was the best. And when Yudhishthira was sent to find if anybody was lower than him, what did he find? No one was lower than him. He was the lowest of the all. So this is the quality of the devotee. Humility. Prabhupada said here, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, you know, that we should tie this mantra around our neck. And what is that mantra? Trinadapi sunisena taropi saisuna amani namani dena kritanyaha sadahari. We should be humble as a blade of grass. More tolerant than a tree. Because what we are trying to attain is devotional service. Devotional service means bhakti. And wherever there is no humility, bhakti does not reside there. So bhakti and dainya means humility, right? They are friends. And as soon as one goes, the other goes. Make sense? So if you want devotional service, what you have to do? You have to become humble. You have to become tolerant. And once you have this, then devotional service comes, right? Now we have heard this many times, you know, in lectures and from classes that, you know, when we do something material stuff, when you leave this body, what happens? Everything is finished, right? We don't take, you might have $1 million in the bank, when we die and we get born again, we don't get that $1 million in our next life. But we say devotional service never finishes. Isn't that right? Have you heard that? It can finish. There's one way you can destroy a devotional service. And how is that? Vaishnava prad. And if you do seva prad, you know, you chant the mantras. When we do the deity worship, there's a list of mantras in there which you chant, and we can get rid of all those offenses. But when you do a Vaishnava prad, then nothing can save you. Even Krishna can't save you. You know the pastime about Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni? Right? He went everywhere. After he offended Ambarish Maharaj, he went to Lord Shiva. He couldn't help him. He went to Brahmaji. He couldn't help him. He went to Lord Vishnu because his Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him. And still he couldn't help him. He said, I can't help you, even though this is my weapon. He said, the only person who can help you is Ambarish Maharaj. So this is the thing about devotees. Devotees are very dear to Krishna. And Krishna can tolerate any offenses against himself, but he does not tolerate offenses against his devotees. Right? Still, you might be thinking why this is happening. Right? You have to understand, on the other is that this is also staged by Krishna. Right? Because he's using his special devotees to teach us a lesson. That if somebody like Chitraketu can fall down and commit offenses in his next life, what did he become? A demon, right? Then what can happen to us? So we have to be very, very careful at every stage of our devotional service. Does that make sense? So this is the main point of today. Try to be humble, try to be tolerant, be prideless. If there is any pride comes up, you know, immediately repent about it, you know. And if you are really envious about somebody, go and glorify that person. Try to have some, you know. You have to bring the humility in our heart. And to bring the humility, you should be, you know, it's the most difficult is to go and apologize to a person. Isn't that right? And that's the most important thing, and that's how you become humble. So humility comes when you start apologizing, you know. Even if you don't commit an offenses, right, and somebody feels like you have offended, you have to apologize. Do you know of a pastime where this happened? Once Rupa Goswami was doing his sadhana, and this was in Vrindavan, and a devotee wanted to go and see him. But he had some disformity, right? So Rupa Goswami was doing meditation. He was in, you know, deep with Radha and Krishna, and he was smiling. And this particular person thought that Rupa Goswami was smiling because of his disformity. So he got offended. And immediately Rupa Goswami's sadhana broke. And then he was wondering what happened, you know. Then he went to his older brother, Sanatan Goswami, and he asked him, you know, what did I do wrong, you know? He said, you must have offended a Vaishnava. So you see, immediately, you have offended a Vaishnava and you have lost a position from there. You have gone there. So he said, what do I do? I don't remember offending anybody. So he said, you should hold a big feast and invite everybody. The person who doesn't come is the one whom you offended, you know. So they held a feast. And this Baba did not come. And then Rupa Goswami went and explained to him what happened. And then all the misgivings was. Right? So even a person like Rupa Goswami, who is expansion of Radharani, who is the most dear servant of Krishna, most intimate servant of Radharani, if he can go and apologize, you know, so why shouldn't we be apologize, you know? So this is the message from today. Today is a very special day as well. What is today? Bahula Astami was yesterday, and Radha Kund appeared last night in India, which was 5:30 in the morning our time. So as people were here chanting, you know, having darshan of the Lord, you know, thousands of people were taking bath in Radha Kund. You know, so it's a very special day. And I thought, it's Kartik month. Rupa Goswami said, of all the places in the three worlds, Madhupuri is the most auspicious place. And another name for Madhupuri is Mathura. So we know by the name Mathura. So it's another name of Mathura is Madhupuri. And in Mathura, why is Mathura so auspicious? Because Krishna was born there. Right? And in Mathura, Vrindavan is most auspicious. Right? Why is Vrindavan so auspicious? Because Krishna performed Rasa Leela there. And in Vrindavan, Govardhan is most auspicious. Now you know about Govardhan, you know. Govardhan is a very special place where Krishna performed so many pastimes there. And one of the things I like about the pastime of Govardhan is that, you know, in Krishna there's Astakala Leela. You know what Astakala Leela is? Krishna's day is divided into 8 parts. In each part, Krishna is with certain type of devotees. So in the morning from 6 o'clock to 8:36, he is with his parents. So he is enjoying Vatsalya Ras. Right? He's in the morning, he gets up, milks the cows, has his breakfast, gets ready. And then at 8:36 he leaves and with his friends. So that time he's enjoying Sakya Ras. Then he goes to the gopis at midday at Radha Kund, which is Madhure Ras. So throughout the day, what happens is that Krishna is divided in different times with different devotees. Right? And they all want to be with Krishna. They can't live without Krishna. But Krishna cannot be everywhere at the same time. So at Govardhan, when Krishna lifted the mountain, you know, the Govardhan, on his left hand. So of the two hands, which one is the weaker? Left hand. And then where did he lift it? And of all the fingers, this one is the weakest. Isn't that right? So he lifted, and which part of the finger did he lift out on? On his nails. You know? So this is how powerful Krishna is. How big was Govardhan at that time? What was the height of Govardhan? 16 miles tall and 14 miles wide. And he was lifting with his tani. And how old was Krishna? 7 or 8 years, something like that. 7 years old. Right? Little boy lifting the whole Govardhan. Right? And all his friends and everybody thought, now they had the whole stick, you know. They were also holding it, right? And Krishna said, okay, I think they're getting a bit proud. They're thinking that I'm lifting it. So what did Krishna do? Put the little weight down, you know. Everybody, hey Krishna, help, help, you know. So they could understand that they were not the one holding it. It was Krishna who was holding it, you know. And during that 7 days and 7 nights, all the devotees, brajbasis, the cows and everything, they had complete darshan of Krishna. Uninterrupted. So this is the greatness, one of the great things about Govardhan. He brought everybody together. There's only one person who couldn't have darshan of Krishna. Who was that? Radharani. Now you must be wondering why. Because when he was there, Radharani was there. And when Krishna sees Radharani, what happens to him? So he saw Radharani. And then everything started falling, right? He loses his control. And then the gopi said, you better hide, you know. Because, you know, if you come front of Krishna, this hill gonna fall and we're gonna all die, you know. So while everybody was having full darshan of Krishna, Radharani was hiding, and that was the tapasya, you know. But she was with Krishna. Krishna was there. Right? So this is in Vrindavan, that's the most auspicious place. And at Govardhan, what is the most auspicious place? Radha Kund. Radha Kund is the most, there's nothing above Radha Kund. Right? So last night, this morning, according to our time, was the day that Radha Kund appeared in there. So you might have all heard pastime about how Radha Kund appeared, how Aristasura was killed, right? You have already read Krishna books. How many of you don't know how it was done? Please lift your hand so that I can... No? All of you know? Okay. One person doesn't know. It's nothing wrong with... Okay, thank you. So what happened is that there was a demon, a friend of Kamsa, right? And he appeared in a form of a bull, right? So he was big. How big was he? When he raised his tails, the tails were moving the clouds. You know how high the clouds are, right? So he wanted to kill Krishna. He was very proud of himself that he has this ability, right? So he came there and everybody was scared. When he was running like that, the whole Vrindavan was shaking. It's like an earthquake was coming, right? So he came, Krishna, and he charged at Krishna. Krishna held his horns and threw him back. He got really angry, you know. He got up and he charged again at Krishna. And Krishna held his horn and threw him on the ground. And then he pulled one of the horns and beat him to that. Right? So after this demon was killed, that was fun, right? Yeah. So after the demon was killed, Krishna wanted to go and enjoy with the gopis. And what did the gopis say? Don't come near us, you know. You killed a bull. What does bull represent? Dharma. You have, you know, you are contaminated. And Krishna says, he was a demon. He said, doesn't matter, you know. He appeared in the form of a bull. You killed him. You are contaminated. Don't come even near us. Forget about touching us, you know. So he said, okay, what do I do? He said, you have to go to all the holy places and take a bath. Yeah. Not only here. In all the three planets. So in the upper planets, you know, everywhere. And Krishna, he doesn't want to leave Vrindavan. So what did he do? He asked all the Tirath places to come there. Right? So before he did that, what did he do? Using his feet, he stamped on the ground and he created a kund in there. Right? So if you look at Sham Kund, what is the shape of it? It's like a feet, right? If you put your whole feet there, you know, where Radha and Sham Kund meet, it's smaller. It's like the, you know, the heel of, and then it goes slightly bigger in there. Right? It just so happened. I'll tell you a little bit happened how it happened there. While Radha Kund is like square, right? Now Sham Kund was also being, they were trying to build it in the same form. But it did not appear because of Krishna's special mercy. You know. So all these personalities came, you know. Ganga Devi came, they're in person. They are saying, Krishna says, okay, introduce yourself. They fold their arms, says, I'm Ganga Devi. I'm Yamuna Devi, I'm Godavari, I'm Saraswati. And then Krishna says, okay, all of you enter the water. Right? So immediately the whole kund was filled. And Krishna entered and took his bath there. So when he came out and he told the gopis, now you can go and have a bath there. Because you are also contaminated. Why were the gopis contaminated? Because they took side of a demon. They took side of Aristasura, right, that he was a bull. So because you took this side of a demon, you are contaminated, you go and take a bath. And the gopi said, that water is already contaminated because you took a bath. You put all your sins there, we're not going to take a bath. So we're going to create our own kund. So how did they create the kund? Using their bangles. So they took their bangles out, the thousands of gopis, they made a nice kund, right? Now it's time to get water. So they all lined up all the way to Manasi Ganga, right? That's few kilometers away. And each of them have their matka, you know, that earthen pot. They fill water, they pass it to the next one like that, and they're filling it up, you know. And it's getting late now, and there's hardly any water there because the kund is big, and Krishna wants to enjoy his pastime. So Krishna signals to all the tirithas, and he says, please pray to Radharani so that you can come in. So all the tirithas go, you know, pray to Radharani, please let us save you. And Radharani says, okay. So as soon as he's okay, what happens? The bank breaks, right? And the water from Shamkut go into the Radhakund in there. So it is said that Radhakund is the liquid form of Radharani. And Shamkund is the liquid form of Sham. And because during the day they get separated, this is one place, by being together, they're always together. They're always in union in there. Right? So this is how it was created. So over time, as time went by, the places were lost. When the Brajvasis left with Krishna, when Krishna went, finished his Prakat Leela here, his manifested pastime here, everybody left, and also the dham got lost. So 500 years ago, who went there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. And he was looking for Radha and Shyamkund. So he looked for Aristagram. Arista is the place where the demon was killed. So that village was named as Aristagram. So he went there and he asked those people, where is Radhakund and Shyamkund? And nobody knew about it. Then he sat under a tree and he started meditating. So there's a place called Chaitanya Baitak, if you go to Radhakund, right under the tree. So that's where he was sitting and meditating. And then he saw that in the pedophil, in a rice field, there were two lakes there, little ponds there, right? And he recognized there were Radhakund and Shyamkund there. Then he went and took bath there, and everybody is wondering, what is this special about this place? And then he started reciting all these prayers about Radhakund and Shyamkund. And then everybody knew Shyamkund, Radhakund. Then what happened is that when you talk about Radhakund, Shyamkund, right, especially in our parampara, in a Gaudiya parampara, that one personality comes very strongly in that place. Without his mercy, it would happen. And who is that? Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was one of the six Goswamis who had spent most time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? When he left his home at a young age, he went to Puri and he was under Sarup Damodaras. And who is Sarup Damodaras in Krishna Leela? Lalita Shakhi. Right? She is the leader of all the gopis. Right? She organizes everything for Radha and Krishna. So he was trained that. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Sarup Damodar left, and then Raghunath Das said, okay, I can't live without them. So out of separation, he left Puri and he came to Vrindavan. And what was his intention? Commit suicide. He said, I'll go on a climb on the Govardhan and jump from there and give up my life. And Sanatan and Rupa Goswami told him not to do that. He said, you should stay here. We do not know the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Antalila pastime, you know. The early pastimes was already written by Vrindavan Thakur, and also by Murari Gupta. But the final pastimes, whatever happened in Puri, nobody knew about it. So he said, you should come and preach about this. You should come and talk about this so you can tell us. So every day, Raghunath Das Goswami at Radhakund for 3 hours, he would recite this. And where was he reciting? So you know there's Radhakund and Shyamkund, right? So when Radhakund was created, Krishna said that your kund will be more glorious than my kund. Everybody will know and glorify Radhakund more than my kund, right? And I'll take my bath every day here. And Radharani said the same thing, I'll take bath in your kund. So the place where Radharani takes her bath is the place where Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutiya is. And this is where he was reciting. If you go where the three samadhis of the three Goswamis are there, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, those three of them, they are there. That is where all those pastimes were happening. Later on, when Vishwanath Chakravarti came, he was there and he wanted to know all the pastimes there. So there was a pilu tree there. You know pilu tree? It's a very small fruit, right? And the seeds are very hot, chili hot, you know. And you're just supposed to eat the top one. You can't sup on the chilies. Otherwise, you know, it's like you're eating chili, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, and he took this pili fruit to Jagannath Puri, and he gave it to the devotees, you know. So those who were not from Braj, they didn't know about it, you know. They ate it, they chewed it, and, you know, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laughing. He said, this is not the way to eat it. So this pilu tree was actually reciting all the pastimes to Vishwanath Chakravarti. So when when Raghunath Das came there, he was saving, you know, chanting there, and he thought, you know, he had this desire that he wanted to make it proper, you know, just dig it up, you know, just like it is now today, right? So, but he didn't want to get involved with all this money business and everything. So, there was a devotee who wanted to build a temple at Badrikashram, and Krishna came in his dream. He said, forget about the temple you want to build there. You take that money and go and give it to Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Das will refuse in the beginning, but you tell them you had this desire and Krishna himself has asked me to give the money. So when he went there, Raghunath Das actually took the money and then he excavated the whole place. So you see he excavated the Radha Kund, which is in square. And then he started excavating the Sham Kund. But there were a lot of trees around the place, right? And then if they had to do it in a square way, certain trees had to be chopped. And they decided, okay, we'll have to get rid of these trees. And at that night, who came in the dream of Raghunath Das Goswami? And who was in the tree? The five Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj came. So Yudhishthira Maharaj came and said that we are meditating here. These five trees are us five brothers here. Please do not cut us, you know. So you see, that's why that different shape takes over. And few other trees were like that, you know, that they realized that these are not just trees, these are special personalities here. So they tried to actually avoid that, and that's why Sham Kund is in that particular shape. Right. And then after all that happened, Raghunath Das Goswami said, you know, we can take bath here, but we should not wash our clothes, you know, we shouldn't do anything like that. So what did he do? He said, we should dig a well. So while they were digging a well, which is there, I think it's called Gopi Kup now or something by that name. While they were dealing, what did they find? Tongue of Lord Jagannath. So there was a stone there, and when it got hit by whatever they're digging with, the spade or whatever, it started bleeding. And then everybody got scared, you know, what's happening, you know. They ran to Baba, you know, Raghunath Das Babaji, what happened? He said, okay, forget about it, just leave it, you know. So overnight, then Giriraj came in Raghunath Das Goswami's dream, and he said, that blood that's coming is from my tongue. It's my tongue. So he said, take it out and install it. So if you go there, one of the mandir is called Jiva Mandir. Jiva means tongue. And it's still there. And you can still see the blood mark on that in there. You know. So this is the places that we have got, you know. And I hope, you know, you have a little bit desire to go there. So this is a very special place. You know, the three main deities of our sampradaya, which are Radha, Madan Mohan, Radha, Govindaji, and Radha, Gopinath. Right? So when, who was that Muslim king? Aurangzeb. When he attacked Vrindavan, all these deities were taken from there. And where did they go to? But where did they go before that? First they took them to Radhakund, right? So that's why you go there, those deities are still there. Their representatives are still there. Then it was taken to Kamavan. And from Kamavan it was taken to... Now you might be thinking, oh, it took years, you know. Radha Govindji, it took about 10 years from leaving Vrindavan to reach there. So it was a long time. They went to different places. They went another place, I think, before it reached there. And then finally they went to Jaipur there. Right? So a few pastimes that happened there, right? And also we are called that we are Rupa Anugas. What does Rupa Anuga means? We are followers of Rupa Goswami, right? And Rupa and Raghunath are same thing, right? So it'll be nice to actually understand a little bit of mood of this. And also, you'll find a way how to worship this place by living here, while we are here today. Right, so let's hear the pastime.
Name 1,000 names every day. 100,000 names every day. So he used to do 4 rounds every day. Then he used to do manasik puja, right? Puja in his mind. He used to pay 1,000 obeisances to Krishna every day. And 2,000 to all the devotees, and he used to embrace them, right? So this is what he was doing every day, right? How long he used to sleep? 90 minutes. 1.5 hours is all he used to sleep, right? And he was very strict. Now when he was in Puri, you understand how strict he was, how austere he was, right? In the beginning he was begging prasadam from those people who sell the prasadam, right? Then in the end what was he eating? Whatever was left over, thrown, that was rotten, eaten by the cows, and he'll wait for the cows to eat, and then he'll take, you know, wash them and eat them. Now that's how austere he was. But in Radhakund, he was even more austere. And what he used to drink? Buttermilk. In one cup. Right, that's all he used to do. Some days. Not even every day. One of those. So one of his, you know, seven, 13, you know, he's drinking buttermilk and he's taking one bowl. Let's give him a bigger bowl so we can put more buttermilk. At least he can drink more, right? So usually, how the bowls are made. You have all been to India, right? That from the papers, right? What do you call the leaves of trees, right? What tree is it made from? I don't know, probably some are made of bananas. Okay, so then his servant, he went to a place called Sakhisthali. You know what place, who is in charge of Sakhisthali? Chandravali. So one side, if you look at Govardhan, right, Govardhan side is in charge of Radharani, on the other side is Chandravali. So if you go to, Pustali, which is the tail of Govardhan, right? Because Govardhan is said to be in a form of a peacock, right? The two eyes are Radhakund and Shyamkund, and the tail is on the other side, right? And if you go about 5 kilometers, the other side is where is the place. In that place, the leaves are much bigger, so you can make bigger cups. So he went and brought these leaves from there and he made a cup and he gave it to Raghunadas Goswami. As he was about to drink that buttermilk, he asked, where did you get this? How come it's so big? He said, oh, we got it from that place, you know. Immediately he threw it away, you know. Because Chandravali and Radharani, they are opposing parties, right? He was so much Radharani's man that he didn't want to do anything with Chandravali. Not even drink from the cup that was from there. Right? This is the mood of our leaders whom we are following. Right? So, That's the mood we should be, you know, right? We should follow Srila Prabhupada. Don't go here and there. Don't go to different places. Prabhupada is the way. That's the way we should go. We should be so strong. Anybody who doesn't have respect for Prabhupada, you don't want to do anything with them. As simple as that. This is the lesson we learn from pastimes like this. Now, the other pastime was that Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, he wanted to serve very nice sweet rice to Radha and Krishna. But he's a Babaji. He's a Radha Kund. Right? So what happens is that he doesn't have any of those things. So what does he do? He do Manasik Puja. Have you heard of Manasik Puja? Right? So we understand that when we are here, when we are in some place, we are serving with our physical body. But that's not all we are, right? We also have a subtle body, of which mind is the most powerful. It's more important to have our mind in our place, just like Rupa Goswami said that it's better to be outside Vrindavan and think of Vrindavan than to be in Vrindavan and think of somewhere else. Right? Because the mind has to be there. So Raghunath Das Goswami sat down in a nice place, right? And he was meditating, right? Now close your eyes and let's make some sweet rice for the Lord, right? Meditate with me, right? So what do you do is you get the best rice, the most fragrant rice, you know. And then you get the best milk from the milk that is most fragrant from the best cow. Right? And you get the best pot, you know, silver pot, shining clean pot, you know. And you make a fire with cow dungs. Then you put the milk in there. And with a golden spoon, you stir the milk. And when the milk starts boiling, you put the rice in there. And you cook and cook until it's cooked very nicely. And when it's done, you put misri, the sugar in there. You put saffron in there. Right? And you make a nice and you cool it down and it's beautiful, right? Right temperature. Then you offer it to the Lord. So you offer to all Radha and Krishna and all the gopis were there. They ate as much as they could and there was still left over. Then he gave it to all the Brajbasis who were there. And there was still left over. You can't throw prasadam, right? So what does he do? He drinks the sweet rice himself, right? So he finishes the whole thing and then he goes off to sleep. Next morning, big problem. What happened? Indigestion. So he has a stomachache, right? And everybody gets worried, so they call the doctor, you know. And the doctor comes, Ayurvedic things, he holds his right hand and he looks at it, he says, from what I can feel is that you have taken too much milk product, you know. You have taken too much sweet rice or something, you know. And they say, what are you talking about? He drinks a little bit of buttermilk every day. And even doesn't he drink every day. What kind of doctor you are? He said, okay, let me check again. He said, checks again. He said, no, you know. He definitely had his indigestion, you know. Then Raghunath Das Goswami said, yesterday in my Manasik Puja, I offered sweet rice to everybody. And whatever was left over, I took it, you know. Right. So this is how powerful Manasik Puja is. Right. So while we are here, we can take a bath in Radha Kund. Right? Pay your dandavats, then take a bath, put few drops of water in your hand, pray to her and ask for forgiveness that you're going to enter, your feet going to touch her. Right? And then you enter the water, take baths 3 times. You can do it for your family as well. Right? And then you do the same thing to end Sham Kund. And then you go to Radha Kund. So this is how you take a bath. Radha Kund, Sham Kund, and then Radha Kund. And then chant a few rounds from there, you know, and make some nice offering and offer it to them. So this is a very special day. Couple of points that I want to understand you to get is that Manasik Puja is very powerful. If you have something, offer it. If you don't have it, you know, while you're sleeping in a bed, you can actually do that, right? They're doing Chaurasi course, Parikrama there. Every day they're going to different places. So all our devotees from all over the world, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada brought Vrindavan to the west, and the devotees from the west have gone to Vrindavan. They are there last night this morning, our time, thousands of devotees went and took bath there. In 2018, I was fortunate. I was there and I went and took a bath at midnight, you know. And those who couldn't go there, I have got some water from Radha Kund. So before you go, spread it on your head, put it some on your head, and it will be same as having bath there. Only difference is this water is not only, it is, when I did the prakrama, I filled water from all different places, whichever kund, and I got everything in there, you know. To take a little bit in your mouth, put a little bit on your head, and people might be still bathing there, because it all happened last night, you know. 5:30 according to our morning, you know. I woke up Grimvandana, I said, oh, they're just having a bath there, you have some water on your head, you know. Then I came here, you know. So, the other thing is, be careful of Vaishnaprad, you know. Don't be like a fly, like a bee. And if you commit too much of this Vaishnaprad, then have to take a picture, you know, a nice photo of a fly, and I take a picture. You have to realize it, you have to see it, you know. And then every time you see something, okay, I want, don't know, do you want to be a fly or do you want to be a bee? You know? Right. So this way, you know, we try to actually become more humble, and hopefully one day we can all go back to Godhead. We are very, very fortunate in this movement that Srila Prabhupada has, what Srila Prabhupada has given us. We should not only use it for ourselves, but give it to as many people as possible, you know. The more people who are in this movement, the more, you know, when you're going to, one person goes, you know, it's so difficult to walk because we walk 20, 23 kilometers, 25 kilometers, some days it's hard, you know, in the morning when the sun is hot on your head, you know. But when you're walking in a group, you go, you know. When you're doing it on your own, sometimes you're left behind, you know. It is so difficult, you know. But when you're walking in a group, you don't even feel it. You basically just going. So same thing, the more devotees are together, the more we can get together, the more we can go, it will be much, much easier. Hopefully next year, you know, things get better. I'm hoping we can go and do again one more Braj Mandal Prakrama before Krishna says, you know, depending on the health. So plan this, you know. Din Bandhu Prabhu said, anybody who does this 84 course Prakrama, 84, you know, means 84, right? Course, one course is about 3 kilometers, so it's about 250 kilometers, right? So anybody who does this 84 course Prakrama does not come to 84, 8.4 million, what do you call that? Huh? Crore, right? Right? 8.4 million living entity. This is the living entity. So you do this and you don't come back to this material world again. You can spend whole of your life, listen to me very carefully, this statement. You work so hard to earn money, right? And there is no guarantee we'll have anything by the time we retire. Right? Give you 30 days. Just 30 days of that 60, 70 years that you're going to live on this planet. 1 month, and it'll guarantee you back home, back to Godhead. But to go there, you need a special mercy. Whose mercy do you need? Before Radharani's mercy, you need Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Because Prabhupada is the one who can deliver us to Radharani. So save Prabhupada. Every morning come, put your head on Prabhupada's lotus feet. If you have real this desire, Prabhupada, please me, you know. Make some arrangement, you know. Pray to Radharani. Be sincere, you know. And everything gonna happen. Theek hai? Any comments, any questions?
Sometimes with like sometimes with Krishna's mercy, we are very good at doing one service. But then sometimes we see some devotees get envious of us, and then we can see envy in the hearts for us. So should we continue our service and keep a distance from them, or should we just stop doing the service and let them do the service?
You should never stop doing your service. So if they become envious, include them. You know, why do they become envious? Because you are doing service so nicely and they are not getting an opportunity. So if you include them, they'll feel happy. Isn't that right? You know, a lot of time, you know, we have this thing, I want to do the service. And I was like that in the beginning, right? I want to go on the altar every festival time, try to sneak it on the do an arti, you know, right? But then you realize as you mature more, you know, involve everybody, you know. The more you involve them, the more they know you, the more you become their friends, they become your friends, you know. See, nobody hates when they are your friends, am I right? So you make them your friends, you know, right? But you should never stop doing your service, you know, right? And the other thing is that, this is the hard one. When we see that somebody has envy in their heart, it is because we have envy in our heart. You only can see in others what you have. Understand what I'm saying? So when Prabhupada, you know, this is why when Srila Prabhupada went all over the world and he preached to these people, whom was he preaching to? What was their, you know? You know, there was the Jagais and Madais, you know? Isn't that right? But did Srila Prabhupada see all those bad qualities in them? Now Prabhupada was like a honeybee. He was just looking at the good qualities in people. You know, so when you see something bad in people, immediately you know that you have that bad quality in there. Right? And we can't help people, you know. The reason why we are in this material world is because we were envious of Krishna. Right, so there'll be people envious, but try to engage them, you know, as much as possible. Make them their friend, give them their prasadam, you know, somehow or the other, make a friend, give them something that is, you know. It's not very difficult to please devotees, you know. You know, I just brought this Radha Kunjal, you know, and I said, put a little bit on, just a few, you know. And devotees were so happy, you know, you gave me Radha Kunjal, you know. And this is how it seems, give a little bit of prasadam, you know. Talk to them. You know, just like Raghunath Das, Rupa Goswami, you know. There was a misgiving, right? That person thought he was laughing at him, you know. The crippled person, you know, sadhu thought. But what was it? He wasn't, you know. So a lot of time people have misgivings. When you talk to people, you know, if you think he's feeling like that, you try to engage them. Hey, Prabhu, you want to do that. Can you help me this way, you know? Like that, you know. Anybody who comes to the kitchen, you know, wants to do some service, I always engage them. If somebody comes to me, it's like Krishna is sending them to me. I might be in charge of that cooking, but it's my responsibility on behalf of Krishna to engage them in their service. And I have people come to me, you know, years later, come say, hey, Prabhu, thank you very much. And I'm wondering, who is this person, you know, because it's so many people, especially on Janmashtami time, you know. And then they say, Prabhu, I came there and I asked for some service, nobody gave me any service, and you engaged me in something. I said, what did you do, you know? Oh, I threw some rubbish away, you know. You know, threw some cartons away like that, you know. To them it's something very important. This is how easy it is, you know. So this is what we should do. Engage more and more people in Krishna's service. This movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, is not about ourselves. You might have had me in my classes many times. Prabhupada's compassion is all about. At the age of 70, when everybody is living in the dham to leave their body, Prabhupada left Vrindavan to come and preach to us. We have inherited that. You know. You go to the dham, you get recharged, come back and preach. That's what this is all about. And then if you do that a little bit, you know, doesn't matter we are qualified or not qualified, Prabhupada will take us. Because if Prabhupada goes and tells Nityananda Prabhu or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please take this person, how can they refuse him? Isn't that right? Prabhupada has done so much, you know. So if you say Prabhupada, you know, little bit, Prabhupada will never forget. And Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. Prabhupada once said that you cannot understand how forgiving Nityananda Prabhu is. we can commit millions of offenses, millions of things, you know. He keeps forgiving us, you know. I was asking one of my good brothers, you know, senior good, why do we have so much problems in ISKCON? There's so much politics here, isn't that right? And he said, it's all Nityananda's fault, you know. He said, he brings everybody, whoever wants, he brings them, and these people are not qualified. So what does happen, you know? People fight, you know. Isn't that right? Because we have got people of all different, you know. You go to a lot of sampradayas, they had trained from, you know, you go to South India, the temples, everything is pakka, nothing, you know, just like that. It's gone. Everything is there, you know. Whoever wants to say, Hare Krishna, oh, come, come, that's it, you know. Once you shout, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and Krishna never forgets. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never forgets. Nityananda starts running after you. This is his mercy, you know. And Srila Prabhupada, this is his expansion of his mercy. Okay. Any comments? Any other questions? Yes, Mataji.
How do you remember all the stories? How long you have been with ISKCON for?
33 years.
You have been reading all 33 years?
Read, listen.
I do. Today you were telling, I didn't know most of the stories.
If you love something, you'll remember those things. So if you want to be somewhere, right, then you have to know about that place. How can we know? How can we go to Vrindavan if you don't know about Vrindavan? Now, the Goswamis have written so many things. Read their books. Read Prabhupada's book. Read Prabhupada's lectures, you know.
Which books, all these stories are in Bhagavatam?
Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam
so
is...
So where did you read all these stories?
The Goswami's books are there. There's PDF files in there.
I haven't even finished the Bhagavatam.
Yeah, you read Bhagavatam first. Read Prabhupada's book first.
So, thank you, Prabhu.
And the other thing is, listen to... at the moment, if you want to know about these pastimes, the 84 course Prakrama that they are doing, every day they are talking about where they are, the pastimes of the... Whatever I have just given is a little bit of what they are talking about. And they said, apps. Anybody is interested, give me my number and I'll send you the app. And every day it's about 1.5 hour class. So while I was coming here, I was listening about the pastimes of Radhakund this morning. So driving from home to here, I was listening to the pastimes, you know. Yesterday they did Radhakund. The day before they did Gopardhan. So it tells you all about those pastimes, you know.
So
you
finish all the Bhagavatam, everything?
I've read it once, I'm reading it again. So you can never finish. Because every time you read like anything, I haven't read this bit, you know. But it makes more sense now. As you become more pure. See, the Atma is like a gold, but it's covered with death, you know. We can't see that. So all as we do more devotional service, you know, all these things, when we read about Krishna, we listen about Krishna, we have more association of devotees, all those anarthas starts disappearing, and then you can absorb more. You can see, you know, that's the difference.
Thank you, sir. Hare Krishna.
Any other comments or any other questions? Did you have? Yes.
Thank you. With the highest power being within us and us kind of already being at where we're trying to get to,
yeah,
like we're already at where we're trying to get to, with returning to God or Supreme, are we already here in this moment together? Like, you know what I mean?
Sort of. Let me see if I can understand what you are saying. What you are saying is that highest power is within us. So what you have to understand is there is God. He's the most supreme person. And we are his part and parcel. So to understand, let's see. There's a sun god, right? There's a sun planet. And then there's the sunlight, the sun rays. Right, so our position is that of the sun rays. So we are one of those little minute, right? And there's so many of us, right? The trees and, you know, you go around, which each of those are each of those rays. So the rays cannot be equal to the sun. Agree? Because the sun is big, in quantity wise, but those each ray is very small, right? But the quality wise is same. The sun has heat and light, the little ray has heat and light. So as living entities, we have the same thing. We have the same qualities of Krishna, but the quantity is different. Right? So the way to understand is that he is the supreme, we are minute, and our position is to serve him. That's why...
What's the difference between, like, what's the separation? Like, because it's all in our DNA.
Yeah.
So, and...
The separation is that in the spiritual world, everybody serves Krishna. Right? But because we have the same quality as Krishna, one of Krishna's quality is that he's fully independent. And we have got a little bit of independence. And when we misuse that independence and we want to become like Krishna rather than save Krishna, that's when we leave that spiritual world and we come here. So now we have to revive that consciousness again, saying that I'm not God, right? That's why we say, I'm the landlord, everything belongs to me, I and mine, that is our problem. Then when we actually change that I and mine to everything belongs to Krishna and I should use everything in Krishna's service, then we go back to our consciousness. Otherwise, you know, the biggest problem in this material world is that I think I'm this body. Are we this body? Right? So who are we? We are this living force. We are the Atma. Right? So once we understand that we are the Atma, and we understand the Atma never dies, and we, the other thing we know that everybody saves somebody. Our mood is to save, am I right? Parents save their children, kings saves their everybody, right? You save somebody, you work for somebody, right? So that is our constitutional position. The problem is that we are misusing our service, whom we are serving. So when we start saving Krishna, when we are saving his devotees, then Krishna becomes happy, then we understand our situation of who we are, who Krishna is, what is our relationship with him, and then we start saving him, and then we go back there. And then, no problems. Did I answer your question?
Thank you,
bro. Thik? Okay, we're going to finish here. Shishi Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Ballava ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hariribol, Vanchakalptaru Bhaischa Kripa Sindhu Vacha Patitanam Pavni Bhyo Vaishnavyo Namo